Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you.
You know, I decided I'd go ahead and acquiesce. Go ahead and let you hear from Miss Minnie Ripperton again. Yeah, I started to do that from the beginning, to just go ahead and feature this song throughout the day. But I said, well, I did tell them that I'll be featuring her next week, throughout the week, on This Week in Song. So I don't want them to get tired of her before I even begin to feature her big time next week. But since many of you wanted to go ahead and hear this again, decided, hey, we're not going to get tired of her. Let us hear some more of Minnie Ripperton and that keyboard and that acoustic guitar and those chirping birds. All right. I will indeed be letting you hear more of Miss Ripperton throughout the hour. No problem, me. All right. Generation Z, quite a few, know people who prefer using gender-neutral pronouns. Out of Generation Z, 35% say that they know someone who prefers to use a gender-neutral pronoun. Among millennials, 25% say they know someone who prefers using gender-neutral pronouns. With Generation X, is 16%, Boomers, 12%, the Silent Generation, 7%, know someone who prefers using gender-neutral pronouns. Now, let me ask you this, particularly to those of you who enjoy writing, and especially for those of you who like writing fiction, nonfiction, etc., do you find that this is something that you kind of wrestle with nowadays, or do you find that for whatever the reason, it's easy for you to just go ahead and use whatever pronoun preference you have, whether that is gender neutral or the traditional? If you resolve that, hey, if a person was born female, I'm referring to her as female. Born male, I'm referring to him as male. And you really don't have an issue as to whether you say, you use the word, for example, they, to refer to a single male or a single female. That's what some writers are doing now. And some people are criticizing writers when they're sometimes referring to gender-specific, using gender-specific pronouns. Isn't that interesting? Decades ago, you'd have points taken off if you referred to a single individual as they or them. Because, of course, they and them are plural. And, of course, he is singular. She, that's a single. But you're talking 21st century now, and people's thinking about these matters are evolving. People's thinking is evolving. And so, and I'm not saying every individual, but society as a whole is seeing an evolution of thinking about this matter. Where do you suppose Generation Z in particular, but also the millennials, may lead the nation on these issues in the near decades to come? Not 70 or 80 years from now, 10, 20, 30 years from now. The youngest generation is also the most likely to say that forms or online profiles that ask about a person's gender should include options other than man or woman. About 59% of Generation Z hold that view. Roughly 50% of millennials, 40% or fewer between Generation X, Boomers, and Silents say that there should be options other than man or woman, on forms that need to be completed, profiles that need to be completed. What is your thought about that? How do you see it impacting our lives? Because that's going to be critical. How it impacts, how will it impact our lives as a society, psychologically, socially, economically, you name it. Well, these findings seem to speak more to exposure than to viewpoint. Roughly equal shares of Generation Z and millennials say that society should be more accepting of people who don't identify as either a man or a woman. Have you found yourself beginning to wonder how prevalent it might be? Let's say 18 years from now. Well, I guess I should say how much more prevalent it might be 18 years from now to possibly see more people who may have been born biologically as males but wearing dresses identifying as female. May have been biologically born as females but dressing as males. You suppose that we'll see an increase in cross-dressing? Will it become more acceptable on a societal level? I'm not saying by everyone, because there's no question there are going to be many people who will have positions, spiritual and otherwise, who will be strongly opposed. But do you suppose that as a society, we'll see increasing acceptance of this? Will young people be guiding the discussions that bring about greater acceptance? Will the young people who in their 20s and 30s may be writing more of the scripts for TV shows and for movies reflect the society in which they grew up that was more accepting, more tolerable of this transition that the nation is currently going through?
Every day of my life is filled with love and you. Love and you. I see you, so come shine.